reached the Office of Academic Authoris. If you're calling about a submission to the journal, that's cool, but we're kind of busy right now. Relatedly, if you're trying to get into the biology section of the library, you're gonna have to wait. Just leave your name and number. Bye.
Ida Winters.
Hey, it's Bea.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's going mustier than usual, thanks to all the foam the firemen sprayed everywhere.
Do they know who caused it yet?
Caused what?
The fire?
Oh, no. I mean, maybe. I didn't ask, but that's not the point.
The point of what?
This phone call.
Okay, I'll bite. What is the point of this phone call?
Katya Shishishovovich.
Bless you.
Thank you, but no. The author of that weird article with the purple holographic folder.
Oh! Yeah, her. Is that how you say her full name?
How the hell should I know?
What? You're the one... Never mind. What about her?
Have you talked to Anne?
No, but I am currently talking to you, so why don't you just tell me?
Anne's having a hell of a time getting Kent to kill the article.
Emily won't get rid of it? Why not? It's complete batshit bonkers.
So is Emily Kent, if you've somehow failed to notice.
Oh, believe me, I've noticed. I've also sat through enough department meetings with her to get the picture.
If I get one more sheet of Harlequin romance novels she wants me to order for her next book, I might set the library on fire myself.
I really don't understand how she can be this useless and still have her job. Seriously, though, did you read that article?
Yeah. It's about on par with a standard freshman research paper, both in terms of content and writing style. Which is to say, it's a bunch of baseless claims about an easily researchable topic. I know the entire point of the Academic Thesaurus Journal is to provide academic discussions in connection with accessible topics in a way that doesn't read like Foucault, but this is next level bullshit.
It is. This is not what we're looking for.
I know.
She said Charles Dickens was a man.
I just told you I read it. I know.
So how doesn't Emily realize that's more than enough of a reason to not publish the paper? It's basically academic lunacy. You can't make up weird claims that have no evidence.
I wouldn't worry too much. I'm pretty sure Anne will live up to her last name on this one.
Found her hill to die on, has she?
Yes, that was indeed the joke. Well done. You must wow your students with your attention to detail and your dedication to the explanation.
Yeah. So were you just calling to lend your moral support to my crusade or what?
No. I wanted to tell you that I tried to look up this Katya. How do you even pronounce this?
You just said it. Whatever you said before was fine.
It's spelled S-H-E-S-H-U-S-H-S-H-O-V-I-C-H, which is reason enough to just call her Katya. Or that idiot. Anyway, do you know anything about her?
Next to nothing.
That implies you know something.
Well, I know she wrote a terrible paper and likes to make up information about Dickens.
Genius. You're basically Sherlock Holmes now. Well, did you know she submitted a bio?
Did she? I didn't even look at the rest of the email that Emily sent me. What's it say?
Katya whatever, was born in the state of Russia, where she
Wait. Sorry. The state of Russia?
Yep, the state of Russia.
Go on.
She was born in the state of Russia, where she learned to examine great literary and social debates with a critical lens under the auspices of new interpretive perspective. She also is a fan of butterflies, though she does not consider herself a lepidopterist.
That's the whole bio?
Yeah, she's listed herself as an independent scholar. It's not like she's got a list of university affiliations to add to her name.
Don't we require proof that independent scholars actually have, I don't know, some kind of relevance to the field or previous academic history or something?
I don't know. You guys are running this damn thing.
Okay, neat.
Anyway, you may want to look into what language you've got about required submission credentials, because I don't think this person has been anywhere near an academic position for real. Or a college. Maybe they've been mandated to keep a 50-yard distance.
I don't know what to make of any of this. I thought my students submitting full Wikipedia articles for their papers was bad enough. This is just...
next level bullshit, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I'd attempt to make an innate observation that the academic field seems to draw more weirdos than other branches of occupation, but I used to work in the food service industry, so...
Wait, what did you do?
I was a hostess.
Oh. How long did you do that?
I think I was fired after like a week. I'm not much of a people person.
Could have fooled me. All right, well, I'll try to call Anne. Is she in today?
No idea.
Her office is in the basement of the library.
So?
You're basically the library. You're the head librarian?
I'm the executive of library services. Thank you very much.
Is that actually your title?
No.
Why am I still talking to you?
Oh wait, I have an email from her.
What's it say?
You're CC'd on it, didn't you get it?
I haven't checked my email since I got in this morning.
What exactly do you do up there all day?
I train my spider army for world domination. I've been reading and taking notes for my next article about...
Cool, cool. Anyway, Anne says she contacted this Katja directly, told her that the article was being declined for reasons of substandard scholarship.
Eesh, that's kind of harsh.
I told you that I went all out.
So when did Anne send that email?
Ugh, can't you just open your own and read along?
Nope, nope, nope. I already had six requests for student recommendations and 3 grade changes when I opened my email this morning. I am not going back there.
You are spineless. Anyway, apparently Anne sent this yesterday. She just got her response back, 5 minutes ago. I guess she is in her office.
What is it?
Anne says that, yeah, she got a response back.
So what'd Katya say?
Hold on. I'm gonna dial Anne in.
All right.
And I.
It's me.
What's up?
Hey, and me.
Oh, and Ida.
Oh, now what?
Ida didn't read your email.
God damn it, B.
If you're calling to have me read it out loud to you, I'm gonna kill you both.
Just explain this last part about the response you got from the Katja lady.
So you got a response. What did it say?
I have no idea.
I don't follow.
Well, it was written in web dings.
Are you kidding me?
Did you try and change it into normal person font?
Oh, shockingly, I did think of that, but it was just gibberish.
Why would someone do that?
Because they're idiots.
Or there's something seriously wrong with her. I haven't heard from Emily yet, though I'm sure that's on its way if Katja got this upset.
Maybe she wrote that email on WebDings too.
That would make my life easier. Though Emily kinda seems like someone who might be able to speak WebDings.
What is wrong with everyone?
No idea, but I think on this note, I'm gonna go home.
Isn't it 11 a.m.?
And I walked past your office like an hour ago and you weren't in yet.
I'm the executive head librarian. I can do what I want.
That's a different title from the one she just gave me.
Bite me.
Rude. Oh, did you hear anything back about the fire?
What fire?
If I throw this half full cup of coffee out my office door, there's a 70% chance I'll be able to get it to shatter right in front of yours.
Oh, that's right. Apparently the books on fire in the library the other week were all various copies of books by Charles Dickens. Weird, right?
Wait, what?
What? Dickens, but that's...
Why the hell wouldn't you lead with that?
I forgot. Anyway, I'm going home. Talk to you later.
Wait, they were all Dickens? every single one? We don't even own that many works by him.
I know, it was a small fire. It was in the biology section, too.
The biology section?
Uh-huh. Super strange, since that's nowhere near where Dickens should be. Unless, of course, someone's trying to introduce a new filing system, then I'm gonna have to beat that out of them.
Yeah, strange is a word for it, I guess.
Completely bizarre also works, since this is coming off the heels of a paper that's all about how Dickens was not, biologically speaking, the man we thought he was.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm off. I'm hungry.
But...
later.
For the love of...
I think I'm gonna see if I can get this coffee to land in front of her office after all.
I'm gonna sit up here and weep silently for a while.
Oh, sounds good. Let me know if you want to get lunch later.
Sure. See ya.
Bye.
Academic Asaurus is a Birdstuff production in association with the Creeptopolis Creeps. You can visit the Academic Asaurus website at academicasaurus.wixsite.com/home. Our performers are Marina Matlock as Ida Winters, Amanda Funk-Hilton as Bea West, and Mary O'Reilly as Anne Dye. Mary also wrote and edited this episode, so any mistakes are her fault. The theme music for Academic Asaurus is Shake It by Jazar. It's what you're listening to right now. You can find more of his amazing work at betterwithmusic.com. Thank you for listening to Academic Asaurus. If you enjoyed our show, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever that's supposed to happen. In return, we might eventually make a social media page. Maybe.